Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 9, Des is back with Sport.
Yeah, and we start by congratulating Shamrock Rovers, who've won the Men's Premier Division title after a 1-0 victory over Galway United. So let's hear from Stephen Bradley, whose side wrapped up the title with a game to spare, having slipped up in their last three matches. But Dylan Watts' wonderful free kick in the 74th minute was enough to give the Hoops their 22nd Premier Division crown.
Dylan Watts! Oh, what a finish! A magical goal from Dylan Watts, sending Shamrock Rovers on their way towards a fifth title in six seasons. That was special.
We've known in the dressing room for some time it's been done, and I think that's been the little edge that's come off. You could feel it a little bit. I think the annoyance then came on when we lost the three. You could feel it, and there, players were annoyed. We were all annoyed about it. And then tonight, just to get it done, it's important just to get it done. Like,
you made obviously the wholesale change tonight, six in total, a couple of young lads out there as well. What was the reasoning for that?
It's a tough game in 6 days.
Sure, Galway had plenty of chances though in that game as well. You could have been maybe one or two down before the break.
Yeah, but we weren't. We stayed in the game, and to be fair, the young players, young Max, 17, Keane, Corey. I know Corey's played, like, he's a lot older than that, but Conor Marley, you have to understand that John up top, Edit at the back, there's a lot to have him won a title in that starting 11. And I felt it was important for him to be on the pitch to try and win it, to understand it and get a feel for it. Because it might come down to the wire next year, it might be tight. And you want the majority of the squad understanding what it takes to get it over the line. And that's why we went to it, a lot of them players.
It's your fifth title now as manager here. Where does it rank?
I think Charles incredible character from the group. To lose like we lost last year and come back and win it so convincingly this year. I know the last few weeks we've been slightly off, but we've, up until that point, the players have been different class. So this one's right up there. It's when sometimes you're in that rhythm of winning, you roll, but then when you lose, it can really knock you. And we've seen teams win one and fall away, win two and fall away. To go four, lose it within 5 minutes, and then come back the next year and go and do what they've done is pretty special, you know. It has to be right up there because it takes talent to win, it takes character to keep winning, and these players have shown that. Like, you know,
a lot of the teams will wrap up their league this weekend and their season this weekend, but for you it continues, isn't it? You've got a cup final, Conference League as well to come, so there's a lot of football still to be played here in this club.
Yeah, as you said, that the players, our aim is to win a domestic double. That was our aim from the first day of pre-season, do that and go where we did in Europe last year, and we've ticked off one of them. And I believe we can do the other two. So it's there for us. We have to enjoy tonight. We have to enjoy Saturday, the celebration. But we've also had to understand that Thursday and Sunday are huge for us. Travelling to Ireland, it's obviously a tough game. And then the cup final is going to be so important for us. So we really want to go and do that domestic double.
That's Stephen Bradley talking to John Kenny. Well done to him. And Rovers will collect the trophy in that home tie against Sligo Rovers on Saturday. Now, the big story in the English League Cup was Liverpool losing again. They've now lost five domestic games in a row for the first time in 72 years. Arne Slot gambled. He played a lot of youngsters, but it backfired. Liverpool were beaten 3-0 at home by Crystal Palace, their sixth defeat in seven games. Ismael Sarr scored twice and Jeremy Pino got the other goal. The holders Newcastle had a 2-0 home win over Spurs. Arsenal beat Brighton 2-0. Max Dowman stole the pre-match headlines, so the 15-year-old became Arsenal's youngest ever starter. Manchester City went a goal down but came back to win 3-1 at Swansea, and Chelsea held off a second half comeback against Wolves to win 4-3. And so the draw for the quarterfinals last night saw these pairings: Arsenal versus Crystal Palace, Newcastle versus Fulham, Brian Barry Murphy's Cardiff City got a home tie against Chelsea, and Keith Andrews' Brentford side go to Manchester City. In Scotland, Celtic beat Falkirk 4-0 in Martin O'Neill's first game as interim manager. Sligo's Johnny Kenny scored two goals in the first half there. Celtic closed the gap on leaders Hearts to 6 points after Hearts were held to a 2-2 draw at St Mirren. Rangers go third after a 1-0 victory at Hibs. Irish international Jamie McGrath missed a late penalty for Hibernian. In Italy, Evan Ferguson made his first start for Roma since the international break, but he went off injured in the game against Parma after just 7 minutes, and that would be a concern for the Irish management. In Gaelic Games news, Offaly County Board has passed a motion asking the GAA to begin the process of ending all commercial involvement with Allianz Insurance, who sponsored the leagues. The motion was brought by the Ferban Club, urging Croke Park to end the GAA's association with Allianz Insurance based on the findings of a UN report that details the purchase of Israeli war bonds bought by Allianz, $960 million worth. Allianz are a significant GAA sponsor, but the meeting discussed the GAA's previous track record in distancing itself from smoking, alcohol and gambling industries, in spite of the cost implications for the organisation. A couple of months ago, a petition signed by 800 current and former GAA stars was handed into the association urging Allianz to be dropped as a sponsor, and it led to the GAA referring the issue to their newly constituted Ethics and Integrity Commission. In golf, Tom McKibben has broken the course record at the Hong Kong Open. He finished with a 10-under par round of 60. The winner here gets an exemption to both the Masters and the Open. Leona Maguire is 1-under par after the opening round of the Maybank Challenge in Malaysia, 7 shots behind the leader, Hyejin Choi of Korea. The Irish rugby team to play New Zealand in Chicago on Saturday will be named at 1 o'clock today. Jack Crowley expected to be named at 10. And the racing action today is in Thurles.
Des, thank you. It is 8:40 now.